As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is time now for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. For years, officials in San Francisco have banned chain stores from opening in certain parts of the city. But Phil, that attitude appears to be changing. Why?
It's very simple, because there's no retail in San Francisco, at least in stretches of it. And one of the heaviest hit is Van Ness Avenue, which is a main thoroughfare that goes from, you know, the downtown Civic Center out all the way to the bay. And once it was Auto Row, that it was packed with car dealerships, and then it became entertainment and retail. And then they redid the street and everything died. And now they've got a big hospital there and a lot of empty streets and empty retail. And a couple of the supervisors, took a walk down it and said, we got to do something about it. And one of the things they're doing is sort of rolling back all the restrictions. The San Francisco, you know, in its glory days, when it thought that it was too good for everything, decided that, you know, large retail outlets should just stay out of neighborhoods and it should all go to mom and pops. Well, mom and pop are gone and the store, empty storefronts are screaming.
We learned today that the Saks store at Union Square is going to be closing soon. Okay, so you invite the chain stores back in, but it's not like they're doing real well themselves.
No, they're not. You're right. Saks moving out on Union Square is a big deal. It comes, the big question is what's going to happen to Macy's. Bloomingdale's moved out of Westfield Center. So what we have here is a cratering of retail in what was, you know, we call the downtown of San Francisco, which borders like on Van Ness. But for those 23 blocks, what they're hoping is that if they can just make it easier, you know, maybe not big retail, but if you can just get, you know, BevMo, if you can get mid-sized Staples, if you can even get some Walgreens back, because 12 of them are closing in San Francisco, they'll go for that. It's interesting because this shows the shift that's been going on in San Francisco and why it's always good to get some new blood at City Hall. The old supervisors were indebted to the idea that, you know, San Francisco, with its charm and its quaintness, was and didn't like big retail because they didn't like anything big. But the residents had been clamoring for retail. And so rather than go to the downtown, they opt to go south down to the peninsula to Colma or San Bruno or, you know, in that area and go shopping at that retail, or they cross the Golden Gate Bridge and go up to Marin. So San Francisco was hurting itself. And now they've got a new mayor and they've got some new supervisors and a new reality that the jewel that San Francisco was is tarnished. And now, rather than keeping them out, as you point out, the question is, how do they get back in, especially at a time when retail is hurting so badly? Well, one of the things they do, they said, was we're going to change the entire permitting. What used to take a guaranteed year to 18 months, even if a retailer wanted to go in, we're going to eliminate that and at least say, if you're betting enough to bet on San Francisco, we're not going to rig the table against you. And you know something? That's actual improvement.
Great insight from our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. Phil will be on live again tomorrow morning at 7:50 with Margie and Eric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.